theme of Parshas Bishalach, or one of the themes, a leitmotif of Parshas Bishalach, is Emunah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, and all the different things that occurred in the desert, when we went out of Mitzrayim and were in the desert subsequently, were there to instill within Klal Yisrael Emunah. The very beginning of the Parsha, the passage I brought for you here from Rabbeinu Bechayis from the beginning of the Parsha. On the first pasuk, "Vayhi b'shalach paro es ha'om, v'lo nocham elokim derech eretz plishtim, ki karovu, ki amar elokim, pen yinochem ha'om b'rosam b'chama, v'shavu mitzrayimu." I'm going to take them out into the desert, not straight, I don't want them to meet the plishtim, get into a war, be scared and return back to Mitzrayim. Says Rabbeinu Bechayis, "Vida, ki kol inyone Yisrael mikrayem b'midbar, hakol hayu nisayon gomor kadei shiyigdulu nafsham hasichlis b'madregos habitochon." All of the different things that happened to Klal Yisrael, all of the events that occurred in the Midbar, they were all in Yisayon, in order to increase their intellectual perception of reality, and to increase their madregas of Amuna. Shu shoresh Amuna, kidei shu ru'uyin l'kabel ha-Torah. Their bitachon, in order to increase their bitachon, which is the source of all of Amuna, in order that they would be ru'uyin to makabel Torah. Ulusiba zu, karlam asayam, midei avram l'socho, v'lo b'vasachas. For this reason, Hashem didn't just split the sea when they got there. The whole thing split. But rather, as we all know, it didn't split right away. Someone had to step in, came up to the Banu Maima Nofesh. The water had to reach their throats. And then finally the sea split. And even when it split, it didn't split completely. Ephraim. With a whole straight, you know, road in front of them, straight through the sea. It split a little bit. So they had to go deeper into the sea. It split a little bit more. Now you can imagine as they're going in, it gets scarier and scarier. You know, when you take a few steps in, okay, if it closes, I can always swim back. But here, it opened a little, it opened a little. Hashem was really trying to save us. Why didn't he just split the whole thing? And as they got deeper in, you know, they were enveloped by the water, and that was something that built Emunah, because each step required faith. Each step, they had to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the sea would continue to split. Gam achrei tzeisam miyam suf. So too, even afterwards, when they left Yam Suf, El Midbar Shur, Ubo Lamara, and after that they came to Mara, Hayu Amayim Mesukim, Chazru V'Nimru Al Yedeha Eitz, Chazru L'Mesukis, Al Yedeha Eitz, Chazru L'Metikutam. And then all of a sudden the water got bitter, and everyone said, "What's going on here? I thought Hashem's with us. Why is there a bump in the road? Why is our water turning bitter? Maybe we made the wrong decision. Maybe this is not the place we should have come." And then, the eights, and it was Chozer L'Metikutam. Kol Zeh Nisayon Gamor. And all this is a tremendous Nisayon. Ukinin Shekasov V'Sham Nisayon. What's Pshat? That there in Mara, there was a Nisayon. What was the Nisayon? The Nisayon was that they started on a Mahalach. They went to go do something. And then all of a sudden there was a bump in the road. The water got bitter. And a lot of them probably would have thought to themselves, "Oh gosh, this is a bad sign." Or, "Oh gosh, this is not great." And the Nisayon was to continue to have that faith, to realize that, "Don't worry, Hashem's working things out. He'll take care of things. Things will be okay." You know, sometimes we make a decision. We will kind of come to a certain yeshiva. We're going to go spend summer someplace. We're going to move to a certain town. And then when we get there, things aren't so amazing right away. Sometimes there are bumps in the road. Sometimes actually you look over your shoulder and you think to yourself, "Maybe I should have gone there, maybe I should have done that, maybe I should have done this, because there's a bump, there's something that's not 100% exactly like you wanted it." And that was the Nisayon of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. And to realize that there's no such thing as something going wrong and against the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single thing that happens to you is completely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's no such thing as, "Oh gosh, I made the wrong mistake now everything's horrible." Now, even if you cheshbon wrong and you made an error in your decision, where you are is where you need to be, and this is an Nisayon also, and you can grow from this experience as well. Gam Yeridas Haman, Dover Yom Biyomo, Veloli Yomim Rabim, Hakon Nisayon Gomor. And even the Yeridas Haman, which didn't happen, they didn't just get like a shipment in the beginning of the month and know that for the rest of the month they had food. Gam achrei heyosim berefidim, and even afterwards when they are in refidim, v'rafu yudeyam in haTorah, shekibu mamara. We know that at Mara they receive mixas mitzvos at Mara, and then they went to refidim, and refidim is a lashon rafu yudeyam, that they weren't they battled a little bit. They didn't do so well in their learning. Uba'onis zeba amalek v'nilcham bohem. And what happened? Amalek came and attacked them. Kibi avon bittul Torah tsaros boas liolam, because of the avon of bittul Torah, sorrows happened to the world. Kol en yanim ha'elu hayu nisayon gamor. All of these things were tests. All these trials that they went through were all there. Why? Kidei ligboa b'nafshos amidas habitachon. In order that they would be forced to throw their faith on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'al ze amar Shlomo HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, lios b'shem mivtachcha, hodaticha hayom af ata. Yomar mash hodaticha ad hayom b'sefer hazeh. Shlomo HaMelech tells us in the 22nd parak of Mishle, how many parakim are there in Mishle? 30, no? Is it number 30 or 31? Is Eish Hischayel. So in parak 22, we're told, everything I've been telling you until now, all of these things, this Musar I've given you, this Mishalem, it's all for you. Ulahagia uscha el shlemus midas habitachon. In order to let you reach a level of shlemus and bitachon, kimosha gati ani aleho, zeu shamar af ata. So to you, just like me, just like I had to struggle in order to get to this level and to understand these things, so to you. Biru lanu kimidas habitachon igar gadol v'yosod haTorah v'hamitzvos. And we see from this parsha that midas habitachon is igar gadol v'yosod haTorah v'hamitzvos. Parshas Bishalach, the reason why the Torah goes through all the trials, and even more so, the reason why Hashem gave us all of the trials in the Midbar were there in order to build into Klal Yisrael the Amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Bitachon. What's the difference between Amuna and Bitachon? Amuna means to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an intellectual level that you reach. You think and you analyze and you realize that Hashem is running the show. But Bitachon means to live your life that way. There are different types of truths. You have certain truths that don't really affect who you are. Meaning they're a piece of knowledge that you know. So for instance, if I told you that if you look out that window, you'll see a body of water, and that's the Mississippi River. So if you know that now, so it's a piece of knowledge. Maybe when you drive over it, you say, oh, this is the Mississippi River, very nice. Let's say one day, after 20 years of driving over that river, I came to you and I said, by the way, I just want to let you know, this is actually not the Mississippi River. This is the Missouri River. Mississippi River is like 3 more miles down the road. That wouldn't be like a life-altering piece of information. Because it's just knowledge. It's just information. And now that I'm told it's a different river, okay, so fine, it's a different river. What do I care? But there's other pieces of knowledge. There are other truths that speak to who you are and affect the fiber of your life, of your existence. Every fiber of your existence. It strikes at the very core of who you are. So for instance, if I told that actually it's not a value to honor your parents. You think it's a value to honor your parents? I'm here to tell you today it's actually not a value. That's something that's going to affect your life. It's going to affect how you live. It's going to affect your perspective on morality and how to interact in the world. That's something that speaks to who you are. Chazal used terms of chachma and das. Chachma means information that you've accrued, knowledge that you now have in your pocket. Das is information that you're connected with. Whenever we use the word das, it means connection. Right? Like the pasuk says that when Adam knew his wife, means that they had relations with each other. But das represents a connection, a deep connection. Knowledge that you are connected with is das. The idea that we want to have das of Hashem means we don't want to just be a abstract philosopher who could prove God exists. It means that we want to live with that belief. It should touch the fiber of our souls, every fiber of our souls. It should affect who we are, and it should affect how we interact. That's the difference between emuna and bitach. Emunah means to know Hashem exists, intellectually. And many of us may really intellectually believe God exists. And yet, it doesn't always carry out into our lives. We act in a way that doesn't represent that. We sin. We say things we shouldn't say. We look at things we shouldn't be looking at. All of that reflects a certain disconnect between what you know and what you feel. And I've quoted this to you before. The ET syndrome. Right? ET syndrome. Big head, but thin throat. A lot going on in the head, but it doesn't always filter down to the soul, to the heart. Because it stays up there. It stays intellectual. The connection point is very, very thin, so there's not able to be a connection between the brain and the chest and the heart and your life and the rest of you. It remains cerebral. It remains intellectual. And it doesn't actually translate into actions. A person who has bitachon doesn't just say God exists, but he lives with that realization. He recognizes that everything that happens is from Hashem. And that doesn't mean that the person who did something wrong to you is absolved of responsibility. If somebody steals your cookies, so they still sinned by doing that. But you ultimately have to realize that whatever happens to you happens for a reason and comes from Hashem. Right? I believe Zipra Chinuch quotes about the mitzvah of nekama. One of the reasons why it's not shayach to ever take nekama, to ever take a revenge against someone, is because taking revenge means that you're lacking a basic understanding of how Hashem runs the world. Is it true that it's Reuven's fault for wronging me? It is his fault. Is he going to be punished for it? He's going to be punished. But ultimately, the fact that it was able to happen, that anyone can pull a trigger, but if the bullet hits, is up to Hashem. And if Reuven chooses to do something to me, to steal something from me, he chooses to harm me in some way, the fact that it happened to me, and not to somebody else, and the fact that it happened in this way, that's from Hashem. And therefore, nekama means it's my job to punish Reuven, when that's not really true. That's Hashem's job. Hashem will deal with the cheshbon. The fact that you got hurt is actually not really ben adam lechavero. It's really between him and Hashem. The fact that you got hurt is between you and Hashem. The fact that he sinned and hurt you, that's between him and Hashem. The fact that you got hurt, that's between you and Hashem. So nekama means that you don't understand that. And the Sefer HaChinuch says that's the pshat with Yosef. That when the brothers came to Yosef and they said, you know, after Yaakov died, I believe it was, so they were concerned that now maybe the reason Yosef was nice to us, b'chayim, b'chayov shel Yaakov, was because he was chas al kvodo shel Yaakov, and he didn't want to upset Yaakov. But now that Yaakov's dead, what's going to happen? You're going to Yosef's going to come after the brothers. So the brothers come, and they start to like say to him, you know, our father really wouldn't have wanted you to hurt us. And right away, Yosef steps in, and he takes the high road, and what does he say? Lo atem shalachtem osiheina. It wasn't you that sent me here. What do you mean it wasn't you? Of course it was them. They're the ones who sold them to the traveling salesman who took them down to Mitzrayim. Of course it was them. What does Yosef mean? Lo atem shalachtem osiheina kim elokim. What does Yosef say? It was Hashem. What do you mean it was Hashem? The fact that I got sold down here, that was Hashem. That wasn't you. And that is a basic, that's what it means to live with bitachon. If someone does something wrong to you, if something messes up, to not look to point fingers and to get people back, but to realize this is from Hashem, and I need to internalize and I need to think about this. Rabbeinu Bechai follows up in a little bit later on some of the themes. In the beginning of the parsha, he tells us all the different areas in the parsha that are going to address this theme of bitachon. So what were some of the examples he brought? He brought Yamsuf, he brought the Mon, he brought the Nisayon by Mara with the bitter water. So here I picked one piece. In his Perish then, he elaborates at each juncture, and that's maybe something for you to look at over Shabbos. But I picked out one for you to take a look at. Perek Tez Zayin, Pasuk Dalid. V'yomar Hashem el Moshe, hineni mamtir lachem lachem min hashamayim. V'yotzom v'loktu davar yom b'yomo. Leman anasenu hayelech b'sorasi imlo. So it's meduyik in the Pasuk. Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to give you man, and you're going to take it when? Davar yom b'yomo. Every day you're going to take it. Why? Why every day? Not the Pasuk's not explaining why I'm giving you the man, but it's Rabbeinu Bechai is learning that it's teaching the words davar yom b'yomo. Leman anasenu, in order so that I can give you a nisayon. Not Yerida's Haman, it's the beginning of the Pasuk, but what it said immediately before that. V'loktu dvar yom biyomo. Why each day? L'man anasenu. Hayelech v'toyros siyim lo. Will you follow the Torah or not? Says Rabbeinu Bechai, dvar yom biyomo, shaya borei olam, shahaya borei hayom, hu borei parnasoso. Mikana Yerabi Elzer Amodoy Omer, Kol Mish Yesh Lo Mash Yochal Hayom, VeOmar Ma Uchal LaMachar, Harezeh Mektanei Emuna. Person who says, I have food in the fridge today, but I don't have enough food for tomorrow. What am I going to eat tomorrow? So that person has a lack of Emuna. Ubir Dvarav, what does that mean? Ki HaOmer Kein Mar Ba'atzmo She'en B'tchuno El B'ma She'roa Tachas Yodil. Because such a person is basically making a statement. I only have faith in the things that I can see. The things that are in front of me. V'al kenu miktani amona. V'fish ikra amuna lahamin ma she'en adam roa. She'yit le'bichuno be'bal arachame. It's easy to have faith in the things that you see. If you open your fridge, you open your freezer, and there are 40 frozen steaks waiting for you in your freezer. So you have nothing to worry about, because there's plenty of food coming in the future. But when you open your freezer and there's no food there, so the only thing that gets you going, allows you to keep going, is your bitachon. That doesn't mean that we should ideally be poor and not have anything in our freezers. But it's making the point that it's very hard to connect to a life of bitachon when you have everything. Because how are you supposed to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everything's there in front of you. The Iker Bitachon is on things that are not in front of you. And as wealthy or well off you may be, you will be many things in your life that are not right in front of you. So when sick, chas v'shalom, and you haven't gotten results back and you're waiting for the lab exams, that's something that's not in front of you. And for a person who their whole life everything's been taken care of, those are serious moments of a mashbar. Serious moments where it's hard to know. And it's hard to get through those situations. It's doubly hard for those of us who have had things our whole lives. Because then all of a sudden, when we don't have something, when something's not sure, I'm used to working everything out. And when all of a sudden something's not worked out, it creates a tremendous crisis. Because how can I live like this? Even though there's so many people who live their lives on the edge all the time. And this is what the Mesillas Yesharim says, that both wealth and poverty are both tremendous nisyonos. A poor person has tremendous nisyonos in order to survive and to get by. Yet, he's able to develop this tremendous sense of emunah, and it gives him the bitachon, gives him the ability to persevere through tough situations. A wealthy person has so much, he doesn't have to worry and struggle so much. But he's not so equipped often to deal with struggles and with crisis, because he's never had to experience things like that. That's why each person has their nisayon, the wealthy with their nisyonos, the less wealthy with their nisyonos. But we're told here that the ikar bitachon are things that you don't see. Things that are beyond your control. Things that aren't able to always be worked out before. A person needs to be tola b'tchuno b'bala rachamim, shibaro that created him, v'yas yomo, shirachim olav yitein lo parnasoso. And Hashem purposely put Klal Yisrael in that situation in the Midbar. Dover yom biyomo. Dover yom biyomo. That he didn't give them the mun every day. He didn't give them the mun every day. But rather, he told them, each day you're going to have to sit there, you're going to have to wait, you're going to have to see, is the mun going to come today? You know, living in Eretz Yisrael, it's easier from a certain perspective to have that bitachon. You know, people say, how can I live in Eretz Yisrael? It's so dangerous. Third world country, what is this? They turn off the water for like 6 hours. Who does that? Who turns off the water? 6 hours. But there are certain things about living in Eretz Yisrael that increase our emunah. Chazal already pointed out the fact that the rain is scarce in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, you have to look up to Shemayim and wonder, if you're a farmer and your parnas is totally on the rain, totally on your crop, you have to look up to Shemayim sometimes and say, when's the rain going to come? And to daven, and to wait, hopefully that Hashem will provide for you. And a lot of times, the stressful situations that we have here in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Parnassah, because Parnassah is harder in Eretz Yisrael, 100%, whether it's security situations. So on the one hand, those are tremendous nisyonos, but on the other hand, they allow a person to develop their bitachon. B'meseches Yuma, Reish Perek Yom HaKippurim, Shalu Talmidei B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, V'pnei Ma Lo Yored Haman LiYisrael Pam Achas B'Shana. How come, they asked Rashbi, how come the man didn't fall once a year for them? Amar Lahem, Kedei Sheyida Kol Echem Yisrael, V'yomer, Shem Alamachar Lo Yored Haman. V'nimtzu Banav U'Benosav Meisim B'Rav. A person should have to worry and say, maybe tomorrow the man won't come, and my children will be hungry. And therefore Hashem built it in a way to imbue within us that bitachon in Him. Nimtzu kulan mechuvanim libam la'aviyim shebashamayim. And it causes a person to be mechavein their heart towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest of the piece here, he goes through other reasons, other explanations the Gemara gives of why they didn't get the man once a year, but instead got it in piecemeal. And he then goes through to show how there was a chiluk between the tzaddik and the beinonim and the rishayim, how much man they got. Or not really how much man they got, but their accessibility to the man. If the tzaddikim, it came right to their door. For the rishayim, it came a little bit further. And it's very clear that a person who was a bigger tzaddik and had more faith, so Hashem brought the man closer and required less tircha. So I'll leave that off. I don't want to go over time. So I'll leave that off. You guys can finish it up on your own. Hashem should help all of us that we should connect to the yisod of the parsha, bitachon. Try to figure out a way that we can imbue more bitachon into our lives. Live a life not only where we know Hashem exists, but where we actually implement it into our life. Dover yom yom. Everyone should have a great Shabbos. Rest well.